Fest this weekend.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to another Tuesday afternoon with me, William Wallace, my show, William Wallace for America, here on WGSO 990 AM Studios today. I got a guest on today, so you get to hear. Now, for the people who usually call, not only do I have a guest on, but our phones aren't working, so you wouldn't be able to get it anyway. But just hang on, because the guest I have is, I'm going to say it like this, I'm not trying to downplay you, Debbie, but is just an everyday, ordinary person like you and I. And I'm always talking about my values and why I'm a Republican, and I'm always showing that people who say, oh, you're one of those Republicans, but, you know, the Democrats like to think that just because you wear the R, you know, the scarlet letter R on your chest or your sleeve, doesn't make you so far right that you can't find things that you can agree on, just like I believe that a lot of people who wear the D on their sleeves aren't so far left that we can't find that things that we can agree on. So I'm always looking for those things because I feel that the best way to solve problems in our community is to find things that we can agree on without giving up your personal beliefs. And it can be done. It's done all the time. Some people have vilified it by saying it's crossing the aisle. You know, when a politician crosses the aisle, it's because they're giving up their beliefs. Well, you know, I think that there's ways to cross the aisle, find what you have in common without giving up your own ideologies. I do it all the time. Look, I'm pro-Second Amendment, never going to walk away from that. Pro-family, fiscally conservative, I go on and on and on for days. But one thing that I believe that we all need to do more of is get involved in our communities. And the more we get involved in our communities, the more it'll open eyes of elected officials. You don't have to be out waving signs. You don't have to be protesting. You don't have to be, you know, on social media sharing all the memes. You just got to be involved a little bit. Find your way. So with me today is a friend of mine, Debbie Satoon. And she's a member of an organization that I'm also a member of called the Pachyderm Club. And we're going to talk about the Pachyderm Club as a way to get involved, but also about an event that's coming up next week. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. I'm thrilled to be here. And I very much want to express my gratitude to you for our friendship and also all the things we've shared in working on over the last 2 years.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that a little bit too today.
Mm-hmm. Our event this year is something that we do annually. We're a club that our main purpose is to educate the public and especially at a younger age on the conservative values in America, how to evaluate political situations, teaching the history, supporting reading programs in school. We are not an organization that picks candidates, but we do explore issues and we do hear from both sides of the political spectrum. Our event next week.
Name the club.
The Pelican State Pachyderm Club.
Okay.
Okay. And we have an annual event, and we used to call it our fun social. Now we call it our fund/FUND raiser. We get a nationally known speaker, and we have a cochon de lait, which is in French is a suckling pig. It's an old Cajun tradition. And we have a dinner, and the speaker. And we've been lucky to be able to afford a nationally known speaker the last 2 or 3 years. And our speaker this year is a real hit. Her name is Denine Borelli. She's an author, a journalist, and she's a political contributor on Fox News. She appears regularly on Hannity, Fox and Friends, Your World with Neil Cavuto, and America's Newsroom. And she'll be signing her recent book. The name of it is Blacklash, How Obama and the Left Are Driving Americans to the Government Plantation. And I thought it was an interesting title, and I started reading it. And I found she and I have a lot in common. We both worked hard when we were young to get our educations, and we had parents who worked hard. We respected the value of a dollar, and I think that's a bond I think I have with her already. The event is held at Jefferson Orleans North. It'll be this coming Tuesday, and it's 5:30 to 9:30. And the happy hour is 5:30 to 6:30, and then we'll have dinner. It includes, we have in a professional hog roasting team. They've won national championships.
It's a female.
Pitmaster.
She's been here for the last 3 years, yeah.
Yes. Ubon's whole roasted pig is what you will have to eat. Pork sliders, hogshead cheese, why not? Boudin balls. Chicken and andouille gumbo, coleslaw, et cetera, et cetera. And we have a fun raffle this year. We have two guns, and one of them's an Armalite rifle, and the other one's a long pistol.
Do you know what AR stands for?
Armalite rifle. Yeah, not assault rifle.
A lot of people think the AR stands for assault rifle, but it's really an Armalite.
I did not know that until we got this gun donated.
Yeah.
And we have on the ladies' side, I'm proud to say that we went to a friend of ours who also founded the club about 20 years ago, Roger Villery, and he contacted a friend of his who got us a natural sapphire earrings and pendant set, 14-karat white gold. It's valued at $7,000, and we're going to be raffling that at the event. And if you see it, natural sapphire is like an unpolished stone. It's beautiful.
Well, you know, in a minute, I'm going to let you finish talking about this too. But in a minute, I want to tell people why, you know, because they can already hear that this is an event that might have a few more people than they're wearing R's and D's. But I want the people to realize, I want to expand on this throughout the show on how this group, because I've experienced it, isn't really far right. It's more of a group of people that, while they lean right and are certainly on the Republican side, you know, I find that have more in common with everybody's values.
Right, and we do a lot of what I call volunteer donations. We've donated in the past, this year, Second Harvest, because we felt like the economy's getting so bad with inflation and food prices. We all went through COVID trying to, hunker down. And now that we can be out and spending money,
right,
the grocery bills are just astronomical. I bought a little container of clove spice the other day. It was $5.69. And that's what that's the regular, you know, store brand.
Wow,
it's amazing sometimes.
Well, you know, you're already touching on some things that affects us all, like high prices of food. You know, I'll say gases, because, you know, a lot of people, whether you're Republican, whether you're a Democrat, high prices affect us all the same way.
Yes.
You know, but I what I like about the Pachyderm Club is it you know, there's nobody there preaching Republican values or conservative values. People there believe in it, but you bring in a lot of speakers that really talk about community involvement that I think helps everybody, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat.
Right.
I like to see the group expand. We got to take a break here, and after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about this event, a little bit more about the speaker, a little bit more about that. But later on, we're going to talk about some of our travels, Debbie. I think it'd be interesting to talk about some things that we've done that I think would bring more people together. And I think that the Pachyderm, I think this Couchon coming up next week, is really could be enjoyed by a lot of people that just want to be involved and meet some elected officials in our area. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, hang on tight here with my show, William Wallace for America.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal. PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only.
October 22nd and 23rd.
At the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show.
October 22nd and 23rd.
At the Punch Train Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Boss has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
All right, everybody, welcome back to my show, William Wallace for America on WGSO 990 AM. Today with Debbie Satoon from the Pachyderm Club. Before I let her talk again, I want to talk about this. You know, the Pachyderm Club, of course, the symbol is an elephant, which, of course, the symbol of the Republican Party is an elephant. That's why they call it that way. I've been a member of it for, I don't even know how many years.
Ten, I think.
Yeah, about 10. I think you're right. And while I certainly see a lot of people that I know from the Republican circles, I never get that Republican vibe. You know, which I don't mean that in a bad way or a good way, but I think if more people came to it, whether they're independents or maybe slight left of center, they might see it as a group of people that like to be involved in the community on things that we come together on. For instance, we've got one of the things that we did last year. We said we raised money and donations and brought it down to the people down for Ida relief, and there was never any talk about the T word. Oh, that if you don't know, the T word is that, you know, Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
That's the T word. We don't talk the T word. You know, there's never any talk about, you know, how conservative are you. There's none of that. It's just everybody talks about the issues.
Right.
And the other thing that I think is a very positive thing about the Pachyderm Club, which I think which should reach out to even not only more Republicans, but more independents, more people that are even Democrats might find how much they have in common with people there, because we unite on things like fiscal conservative, yes, you know, for our government, for smaller government. A lot of people don't realize how good it is to be for smaller government. You know,
yes,
it sounds great to be for the government that's there to help everybody, you know, which is what the Democrats push. Mm-hmm. But when you get on that train, if it collapses, you're done.
Right.
You know, Republicans like to help each other, but we like to do it without government, right?
Right. I've seen several things in my life that I did on my own, and the satisfaction from helping people on your own is much greater than it is from writing your annual check to the federal government. And I think, you know, our federal government has strayed a lot from what it was intended for.
Yeah.
Originally intended only for national defense. And a lot of people don't realize we didn't have income tax in this country for quite a while.
Right. Didn't need it.
Didn't need it. No. And we still do need that portion of it. But I think we've become a federal government that can sway the states to adopt all kinds of regulations by virtue of withholding federal funding. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, we've overstepped our forefathers' original vision of our country's function.
Yeah, and that's
the whole reason we're here.
Yeah, we didn't have a national debt before federal income taxes.
This is true.
You know, now they take money from, mm-hmm, you know, people, then they launder. I mean, they spend it. You know, on, yeah, programs and the bridges of nowhere and whatnot.
Right.
And now, I'm being real simple. I'm oversimplifying it, but I mean, we all know the gambit. I mean, they tax us.
Yeah.
You know, they use a little bit to fund government, which, mm-hmm, I don't even know how much if they use to fund government anymore. I mean, I would love to see the balance sheet, how much they're bringing in,
mm-hmm,
and then how much they use on actual function of government, and how much they're using to send to Ukraine or wherever they're sending it, and how much they're printing. And where the money is actually going. In the meantime, they put us all in debt. They put our country in debt.
Yes.
And then they give this money to the states to say, hey, you adopt this law, this law, this law,
yeah,
and you'll get this money, this money, this money.
You adopt this speed limit, you'll get federal funding for your highways. You adopt this in your schools, you'll get funding for that.
Right.
You know, it's just one big grab at control and our tax money. Yeah. Than we've ever seen before in the history of the United States.
And the Republican Party isn't looking for a way to end the help that people need.
Correct.
It's looking to, yeah, thank you, I appreciate that. You're so emphatic about that. Mm. It's looking for ways to help our community in multiple ways, but by bringing people together on, mm-hmm, on some conservative values. I tell everybody all the time, until I'm blue in the face, actually, or red in the face, one of the two, that conservative values know no party.
No.
You know, the Pachyderm Club, from what I see, unites more on conservative values than, mm-hmm, it does on party. Would you say that's a...
I would say that's true. And, you know, a lot of the people that are in our community, the Republicans in our community, their parents were Democrats one generation ago. And that was on the basis of conservative government.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know about you, but I worked my way through college, and it incensed me when I started reading about, we're going to forgive college loans, we're going to, you know, we're going to give you an extra $10,000 if you had a Pell Grant. Well, in my day, it was a BEOG grant, and I qualified for, I think, half of it, and I was thrilled to get what I got.
Yeah.
But by the same token, I was eating on $10 a week in 1975. And if you think, you know, I, there's three things I don't eat now.
Spam.
Potted meat. No, I couldn't afford Spam. Liver cheese, potted meat, and what was the third one? Ramen noodles, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay. You don't do that anymore. I get it.
Right. But I used to go, literally, I knew down to the 50 cents. My $10 budget was what I was eating all week on.
What I think is interesting, I'm going back to the Packer Network for just a minute. We're going to talk more about YouTube, but I want the listeners to really know about this event that's coming up. But but also, I want the listeners to know about the Pachyderm Club, you know, and not see it just as a Republican organization, but see it as an organization that helps people in our community, helps shine the light on a lot of elected officials, you know, in not only positive ways, but also, hey, look over there, this is what's going on. But it's done in a very positive way. That calls on for involvement that I think the Pachyderm Club could really expand its base with people, you know, if people realize, hey, this is an organization that's involved in the community, unites on values that everybody can agree on, and this this Kushon next week is probably a great way for people to see the fun side and meet a lot of people. Would you say that?
I would say that. Our last speaker in the 2021 Kushon was Walt Witt, and he told us how to have conversations with people who have different political orientation than us and try to ask them questions to understand not only their viewpoints but ours. And we have adopted education in the last year as our big focus. And in that regard, we did a donation to help the Kiwanis Reading Program in Jefferson Parish. And then we did a donation at the university level. And then we did a donation to a think tank. And the fourth donation, like I said, was to a food bank. But we've also supported projects that our members bring us. For instance, we did a special needs playground sponsorship in Kenner. And that was a very fulfilling
Do only Republicans play on that playground?
No.
So, in other words,
I don't
people
think they know what they are yet.
Exactly. So, in other words, I joke about that because my point is that community involvement knows no party.
Right. Exactly.
And the Pachyderm Club really does that. I mean, like I know that a lot of people are very proud of being Republican in the club, but I also know that a lot of people in the club don't care about really party as much as, you know, doing the right thing for our community.
Right. And we, you know, we have a lot of people that are also in Kiwanis clubs or other volunteer organizations. I'm in Jefferson Beautification. It's, you know, we have a vast cross-section of members, and they are involved in all kinds of things that are helping our community grow. And with that education initiative, for instance, we had Dr. James Gray come in and speak to us. We've also had Raphael Goinecci come talk to us about the growing crime.
Yeah, crime doesn't care whether you're Republican or Democrat.
No, they don't ask.
You know, and you guys bring these people in to speak to educate people in our community and get more community involvement. We're going to talk more about this after this break here on WGSO and my show, William Wallace for America. Please tell your friends to listen, because the rest is going to be good.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only.
October 22nd and 23rd.
At the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show.
October 22nd and 23rd.
At the Punch Train Center. Show hours, 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trayvon has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
All right, but welcome back to my show, William Wallace for America. We're gonna we're talking not only about we're blending in the event for the Pachyderm, which is the Couchon, which is this coming Tuesday, right? A week from today.
The 18th.
And where is it again?
It is at Jefferson Orleans North, which is on Edenborn Avenue between Veterans and the North I-10 Service Road.
So if somebody wants to go, how would they get to go to this event?
You can just go to pelicanstatepachyderm.org and...
spelled out Pelican State?
Pelican. And Pachyderm is P-A-C-H-Y-D-E-R-M. Or they can text me at my phone number, 504-450-5452.
Okay. They can do that? Yeah. Okay. I mean, you know, we got people all over the country listening, so you'll get calls from, you know, probably thousands of people. I'm joking.
Yeah.
Bob, if you're listening, don't text her a million times. Just text her once. So... can they just show up? I guess they don't have reservations.
We do have the capacity for some walk-ins, but since they order the pig, they actually order the pig ahead of time, and then they supplement if the count changes by adding pork shoulders. But we really need to get within about 10% of the count, and we notice this year's sales are a little low, and I think basically it's the economy. We've got an economy problem, and but the
is the economy only affecting Republicans?
No. Does it affect everybody who needs to get around?
It only affects Democrats, right?
No, it affects everybody.
So would you say this organization can talk all kind of blends that in through the years as you go to meetings, what can be done?
Yeah, the topics we hear are educational issues. We've had the superintendent of education. We've been involved in the hearing of the problems with Jefferson Parish schools, the statewide issues, things that apply to all people, crime. What is it about the latest crime wave, and what can we do to stop it? What are the key factors that are plugging up the penal system and all these other things, you know?
Well, it's interesting because I've always thought, well, let me say it this way. At one point, I thought, you know what, there's some Democrat organizations, you know, some Democrat lunch groups or some Democrat dinner groups. I might go just to kind of, you know, see mm-hmm. what the other side.
Yeah.
You know, I always seek out what everybody, I try to be really open-minded. You know, yeah. I'm never going to change my mind on being fiscal conservative, pro-life, pro-gun, pro, you know, mm-hmm. But I think that when you talk to other people that have different ideas, mm-hmm. you very often find solutions that are good for everybody.
Right.
But the Democrats ground. Don't do any good stuff like this. I don't ever see any couchons, you know, Democrat couchons.
Oh, no, you do. So, I bet you do.
I have it. You know, but so with this, the point I'm getting to is, you know, would anybody you think, whatever their affiliation, would they enjoy this event and find,
oh, yes.
and maybe meet some people that they might think they're different from, but might find...
they're very much alike.
We might, yeah. They might... Look, if you're a Democrat, you might get scared if you show up this vote. You might find that you're more alike some of these guys at this event.
Or you might share some views that change some minds the other way, too. Yeah, we have no requirement that you be a member to come to the meetings or that you be a member to come to the event. And just, you'll meet a lot of politicians there, local politicians. You'll meet, you know, people running for office, and we encourage people to be members because, you know, that's our bread and butter, how we provide these national speakers. And this year, I think, you know, we've really hit a home run with Deneen Borelli.
I think so, too. Deneen Borelli, I've seen her speak before. She's really good.
She is. She came, she like me, worked hard early on in life to gain a foothold in middle class and make a success.
Look up Deneen Borelli, you might see that you might not have expected someone like this to be at this organization, but you might find from listening to her that she does the same thing. She brings people together on good ideas and not narratives or ideologies.
Right.
You know, I always say ideologies are something, like I said, you don't have to give up to find what you could agree on. But the good thing about ideologies is sometimes your ideology can be applied to good ideas, both not only on the right, but also on the left, and mm-hmm. vice versa.
Yes.
And again, I'm not telling anybody, you got to give up your beliefs. You got to vote a different way. I like finding ways to bring more people together. And when I first joined the Pachyderm, I thought, oh, this is a bunch of Republicans getting together. But through the years, I find a lot of people that work really well together, not only with each other, but with the community. And as I look back, I go, well, no one's ever talking about just being Republican. Everybody's just talking about responsible government, you know, good ideas, solutions, fiscal responsibility, but conservative values that know no party line. They span, you know, they span party lines. They span religion, they span race, religion, color, and I think it's really unique when you look at that to be involved in a group like this that's doing some good things.
Yes, and we address a lot of different, like we will share PAR and BGR recommendations on constitutional amendments or statewide referendums, but we never say don't vote for this or don't vote for that. We say if you think this way, this would, you know, this would enable this particular action, or if you think that way, this would restrict that action, vice versa. So we have a lot of educational things that we do that I think people would be surprised to learn how vast our membership is involved, not only in our organization, but in many other organizations. We have teachers, we have accountants, we have attorneys, we have carpet cleaning salesmen, we have... a radio host.
Hey, I know one.
Yes. I'm a retired engineer after 35 years in the oil and gas industry, and I do a lot of civic volunteering now in my retirement.
Yeah, like when one of the things that I liked, the project that we worked on was raising donations and stuff to bring down to the people down in Houma and Dularge and
right.
Dulac and everybody down there that just needed some help.
Exactly, you know? Exactly.
And we didn't just donate. We donated to everybody regardless of their party.
Yeah. I mean, when you have people in need and you see children hungry or you see parents frustrated and crying because they can't provide for their children, that's not a political thing. That's a very hard thing to do. And I find sometimes I identify with those communities because that's where my grandparents have come from, and they don't enjoy the publicity that New Orleans or bigger metropolitan areas get when a crisis happens. Mm-hmm. You know, look at Lake Charles. They've been forgotten for a long time.
Exactly.
There's still a lot of rebuilding right. to be done there, and that's 3 or 4 hurricanes ago.
Right.
And, you know, Ida, in my case, my damage was not that great, at first I thought so, and I could see demolished homes, and I knew there were a lot of trailers and smaller houses, World War II type houses, built in that era down in the Bayou towns, and I was very happy to help you. You were very generous and enthusiastic about, you know, gathering things up, and
yeah.
I think my Palm Vista Garden Club was probably the most prolific contributors.
I mean, I'm glad you brought them up first. I was getting ready to ask about them. The Palm Vista Garden Club that helped out so much, I want to thank them very much for all the good stuff that they did. Are they bipartisan group? Do you think?
Oh, yeah. No garden club is
Are there Democrats in there?
I'm sure. Uh-huh.
But everybody gets along, right?
Right. Everybody gets along.
And y'all unite on gardening.
And everybody enjoys community beautification. And businesses can, did you know this? Businesses can charge 12% more for their products if their premises are landscaped and inviting and lush.
This.
Yes. I thought it was 6%, but I went back the other day and checked the article.
Well, my point for asking that is to keep pushing, you know, not
yes.
only the Pachyderm Group Club as being a group that has a lot of like-minded people who are just responsible citizens that believe in good government, but also in finding things that we unite on.
Oh,
yeah. And like when you're in the garden club, you're not talking about who you voted for. You're talking about you unite on gardening.
Yes.
You know, and like the Pachyderm Club, you know, I don't find, even though it like I said, in all honesty, you know, there are a lot more Republican speakers that go there,
yes.
you mm-hmm. know, but they talk about responsible government. You look more for the topic than you do just the fact that they have an R behind their name.
Right.
Because
right.
also at Pachyderm meetings, I've seen, you know, independent-minded people. I've seen Democrats speak
mm-hmm.
because you all look for speakers who speak on good ideas, not just party.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we, you know, part of the reason we're not partisan, we don't endorse people is it just leads to a lot of infighting, especially locally, I find that.
Right.
And we'd rather step back and look at the big picture and say, what's a good thing we, you know, this state or this community should be doing right now?
You know, you said something that's key. You don't endorse anybody.
No.
So
we're a nonprofit.
People, yeah, mm-hmm. so people can get involved in Pachyderm and not feel like, oh, I'm joining this group that's slightly to the right, but I
yeah.
don't want to always vote that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to endorse somebody that I might not like.
Right.
Pachyderm doesn't endorse. They just bring
we
people
don't
in.
We don't endorse, no. That would be a pack, and we're definitely not a pack because it's a whole new set of governmental regulations and paperwork to do. And like I said, it would just, to me, some of your best politicians would be pitted against each other.
Right.
And we've got some pretty good local politicians recently that are really, you know, dedicated to the community.
Yeah, that's another good thing you hit on here, that a lot of politicians like coming to the organization, and that's probably a byproduct of not endorsing and
mm-hmm.
and not going after or forcing people to vote one way. You know, you're getting a lot
right.
of elected officials who want to come there because they know you're not going to go, you know, vote against them
exactly.
or endorse against them or anything like
yes.
that. You're getting more involvement.
Yes, like, you know, take Ricky Template, for instance. He, with Jefferson Beautification on the West Bank, we were doing some projects with Jefferson Beautification, and he coordinated with me on a lot of projects. So I called him up the other day. I said, Ricky, can you buy a table at this function for us? And he's not even in the club, but it's kind of like a community event.
He's working on community.
Yeah, he was working Gretna Fest last week.
And the more you expand the base of the Pelican, because you want more people in there, you know, to be able to expand the base a little bit. We want to keep that conservative mind and spirit, but you want more people to be community involved with it. So we're going to talk more about that in our next segment, and also how people can go to this event next week.
Okay.
When we get back.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
All right, everybody, we are back. So we're talking about the Pelican State Pachyderm Club has their couche on a week from today. Debbie, once again, what is the website?
The website is pelicanstatepachyderm.com. And under that, you go to Calendar of Events, and you will notice a slight typo in there that says the 28th, but it really is the 18th. That's a mistake we made. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And it's a week from tonight, and it's at Jefferson Orleans North, and we have a lot of fun and a great meal.
Yeah. I tell you what, I've gone to it every year. It's not only a great meal. It really is a lot of fun, and a lot of people – You might go to it and, you know, let's say you've never been to it before. You might go there and go, ooh, I know a lot of people here.
Yes, yeah, you'd be surprised.
And even some of the independents or people that might not claim to be Republican, you know, they show up at this event, they go, ooh, they might see other people that are closet conservatives.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's funny I say that because conservatism really is something that I think got vilified. I get angry, not angry, it's the wrong word. You know, it's funny because we joke about how the left has stolen so many things, I mean, symbols or words. But liberalism actually used to be a neoclassical liberal used to be a what's considered a conservative-minded person. But yes. Liberals stole liberalism like the Republicans stole conservatism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Democrats stole liberalism, Republicans stole conservatism. And I get not angry and upset, but I get a little...
Oh, you look back in history, it's all been twisted up.
Right. But conservatism gets seen as a bad thing when the reality is it's really just about
taking care of your own family.
And less government.
And yeah, less government. Exactly.
You know,
they don't do zero-based budgeting where, you know, you and I might sit down with a pencil and paper and put down our house note and our utility bills and, you know, college tuition or savings account or anything like that. They just look at what they spent last year and they got that strange rule, you know, if you don't spend what you've been allocated by the end of the year, you lose it. So people go out, the government spend peak is right before the budget cycle ends. And just think of what we could save doing that.
Exactly. Crazy. Right. When you think about that and you think about how much surplus is, and then they sell the surplus cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it really is a racket.
Yes.
And that's what some of the people in this part of this this organization, mm-hmm. you know, are always talking about and working on. I think it's something great to be involved in. What more do you want to talk about with the Couchon, or do you have anything else we want to talk about before this is our last segment?
I think people who want to come, you know, if you can't make the Couchon, if you definitely want to buy some tickets, there's, you know, on the website, there's phone number. This is a beautiful necklace. You really have to get on the website and look at it. And we also have, like I said, the two guns and a couple of other. We have a red, white, and blue basket. We have a Brahmin purse, ladies. So just take a look. And if you don't come to the Couchon, look every month at our website, and you will see the speaker that's the upcoming speaker.
You don't have to go to the meetings because it's a pachyderm club, or what you might what your perception of it might be. Mm-hmm. You can always spawn an elected official that you might live in their district and get a chance to actually meet that elected official
and give them some input.
Yeah, and give them some input. You know, mm-hmm. I think it's a very friendly atmosphere. It's a very friendly environment.
It is.
So usually they're on a very they're very relaxed. It's after hours, mm-hmm. so they're relaxed, and you can have a chance to really talk with them a little bit more. And that's the other good thing about the Pachyderm Club is there's a lot of people who are members are also involved in other things in the community.
Yes,
it's another way to network.
Yes, it is a good way to network. For instance, you know, things like having Jim Donnellan come in and talk about flood insurance and hurricane, wind and, you know, home insurance was of interest to everybody. And let me tell you, we had a lot of questions that night. You know, you get very involved when it's your house that got impacted. And, you know, like I said, education, crime, most of the things that we talk about, you really need to know. And we do have political analysts in, and they are, you know, they'll tell us, I knew the Republicans wouldn't sell this, or here was the fault in this campaign, or that particular issue. You know, but I go back to something like, you've got to get these key issues and get a Republican, like a contract with America. And I saw the other day someone had a 5-point contract that they were putting forward for this coming, you know, presidential election.
Right.
And they're working on it already. Some kind of middle ground that most people can support.
Yeah, exactly. And again, middle ground isn't a bad thing. A lot of people think middle ground means you give up your values, and you don't have to give up your values to mm-hmm. find that. Well, I always say this. I didn't, you know, when you give up your you don't have to give up your ideologies. When you can put them aside and you can meet with people in the middle where you agree, it might only be on one thing. It might be on nothing. Mm-hmm. It might be on a few things. But the good thing is, if a lot of our elected officials did more of that, we would have smaller spending bills.
Yes,
we have less legislation. because there's less things that they could agree on. Instead, what's happened is, you know, they're getting away with being able to put these large bills together, this large piece of legislation, mm-hmm. because it's got to have a little something for everybody.
Oh, yeah. The candy bag has to have something for everybody.
Right. And you know.
They put things in, you know, it's just they don't read it before they're voting on it.
Exactly.
It's gotten that bad. They don't read what they're voting on. And that's not Democrats or Republicans. It's a lot of members of Congress.
And it just happens that the people in this group, the Pachyderm, tend to be on the smaller government side, more fiscal responsibility, more conservative-minded in such a way that they can call for responsible elected officials in responsible government.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love it.
I want to add another point,
sure.
too. Jeanine Borelli is so excited about coming. She and her husband are spending an extra night here before and after, and we're thrilled about that. So, you know, New Orleans is universally known as a place to have fun. And, you know.
It's just sad that it's gotten such a, the crime has gotten so bad.
Oh, yes. My children in Chicago and Philadelphia called me with the headlines. I said, yes, I know. I read them. It's a black eye.
There's still a safe way to navigate New Orleans for people that are coming in from out of town. Unfortunately, I don't want to, you know, say, well, there's still a safe way, so it's okay. I'm not saying that it's okay because there's still a safe way to navigate, but I'm saying that, you know, we still have hope that the city can be resurrected. And even though a lot of people here in Jefferson Parish that are members of the Pachyderm Club, it's still an organization that kind of calls on that responsible government to say, hey, do the right thing and reduce your crime.
Exactly. Joe LaPinto, the sheriff of Jefferson Parish, was at our last meeting with Raphael Goinecci, the head of Metropolitan Crime Commission, when he was talking about, you know, the district attorney and the sheriff were elected in Orleans Parish with 20% of the vote. That means 11% of the people picked these politicians that are over the entire parish. So, you know, we try to fight apathy, too. They used to let us do voter registration drives, but now only the registrar of voters in each parish can do that. And when we did that, you know, you could register whatever you wanted. We just wanted people signed up, because the more people who are signed up to vote, it's like I used to tell my little sister, you can't complain about these people that are elected if you didn't go vote.
That's right. And I always tell people, if you register, use your registration, because if you don't use your registration, somebody else will. If you don't use it, somebody's going to steal your identity, because that's how the voter fraud's done, is they use the registrations of the people that aren't voting, that are registered but not voting. So it's important. All right, everybody. Debbie, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me, Bill. It's been great.
You're welcome. We're going to see you at the Couchon on Tuesday. Everybody else, you've heard plenty of times how to be involved. Hope to see you there at the Couchon next week.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.